What's up, what's up, what's up? It is Monday, November 21st, 2022. After a long hiatus, Larry Solidarity is back. Thanksgiving is upon us. Holidays. Holidays can be a very, very, they should always be actually, a very, very special time for all of us. It's time for reflection. It's a time for family. Time for friends. And I guess that's if you have any real friends. There's a lot going on all sides of the planet. A lot of people have had a lot of time to think about a lot of things, and a lot of things have changed as far as the world, what we do, how we do it, how we move, who we move with. And some people have chosen to move on, you know, without some of the people that they have moved with in the past, which, you know, in a lot of cases, that's a good thing. Only you as an individual know if moving forward with or without someone is a good thing. As far as sports, entertainment, I went and saw Wakanda Forever. I thought it was a good film, a great film. I plan on going to see it again, probably this weekend. I always like to go see movies, especially good movies. I like to see them twice. One, just to kick out as much support as I can. Secondly, there's always some things that I missed. And I'm just, you know, I just love, you know, as a filmmaker myself, I just love when I see the, you know, completed project of somebody, and, you know, any way I can support it and sit back and enjoy it with my popcorn or what have you, I definitely try to do that. The theater was packed. It's showing at the movie theater that I went to see it at. It was showing on probably in several screens. It was showing on several screens. So if you haven't seen it, you know, this week, get on out there and check out Wakanda Forever. Again, it's a great film. Obviously, we lost the great Chadwick. It's not only a tribute to him, it's, you know, the story is just, it's just a great story. Speaking of stories, I have a interesting story here. I was just surfing through the internet, and something bothered me. I saw a few, I guess you can call them bloggers or what have you, but I noticed some of them were bashing a lot of different things, whether it be movies or whatever. And, you know, everybody, I guess, has the right to, you know, the right to do their thing and tell their story. This one particular blogger, I'll call the person, they had a movie that they were, you know, they were trying to tear apart and rip apart. I won't even say the name of the movie because it doesn't matter. But I guess the thing is this, it's one thing if you're transparent and you have an opinion, because we all have opinions. But when you make 10 videos celebrating a movie and not celebrating the success of it, but celebrating the other side of it. You know, all these movies, you know, as far as whatever, you know, whatever is released, there's a projection, right? And some things are projected to do well and they don't. Some things are projected not to do well and they do, and whatever. But I just hate seeing when somebody goes out and, you know, every day they're making, they're making some kind of video about a movie didn't make it. It didn't make what they thought. And that's why too, I say, hey, if you support something, fine. But you know, when you support something, go out there and support it, because there's so many people that are, they're in different spaces. There's some people are even in weird spaces nowadays. And maybe they've always been that way, and maybe we're just not noticing it, because it seems to me that the world has, at one point I thought and felt like the world is speeding up, and we all probably feel that way sometimes and at some point, where we think things are moving fast. But it seems to me that the world is sort of slowed down a little bit, and people are, you know, thinking twice, speaking once, you know, thinking twice about making a left turn or right turn, or thinking twice, three times, four times before they buy a product or spend their money. And I think it's a good thing that the world has slowed down a little bit, but because it also, what it also does is it helps you make decisions about who you want to be around, you know, which is always, that's always a good thing. We had election. Election came, the election went, a lot of people voted, which is the important thing. I mean, at the end of the day, there's a lot of noise out there and there's a lot of rhetoric, but please, please continue to exercise your right to get out there and vote. It's very important. Very important. If you don't vote, you can't complain, right? So, I mean, right now, it's November. We're in the thick of the NFL football season. College football is winding down. We're going to be getting into some of these division championship games. And, you know, we're going to find out who's going to be in the top four and who's going to be going to the college NCAA football playoff. And it's going to be pretty cool. It's a pretty cool time. College basketball is kicking off. The NBA is well underway. A lot of cool things going on. And when you think back to when we lost sports during COVID, especially when I'll never forget the day that a buddy of mine had told me they canceled the NCAA tournament. And I didn't believe him, and I, you know, quickly got on my phone and took to Google, and there it was, you know. And then, you know, we saw baseball go away. We saw pretty much everything go away. And to have everything, and I don't want to say everything's back to normal, but to have all the sports in full capacity, the NHL, I didn't want to forget the NHL. The NHL is underway as well. To have all of the sports back and people back going to concerts and plays and everything, it's a really cool thing to see people getting back to normal, feeling normal, but yet being careful. You know, you still got to be careful. I remember in the very beginning of the situation, in the very beginning, I saw people wearing masks. And this is before the mandates and what have you. I saw people wearing masks, and you know, I'm figuring, hey, I'm in good health, and you know, I'm not going to worry about a mask. I'll just be careful. I won't walk in too close to anybody and what have you. But as I noticed, people that I knew that got sick, and some passed away, rest in peace. I come to realize that, you know, we all have to do what's best for not only ourselves and our family, but the people around us. And I made sure that I had masks in my vehicle and everywhere I went, when I went to the store, you know, everywhere I had on my mask. And, I tell you what too, on top of it, you know, it was a good thing. And I noticed that I was able to, say this, I'll say this. I didn't get a cold. I didn't get sick. You know, I don't know if it was because, you know, less, less germs got to my nose and mouth or what have you. But man, I didn't get sick for that year and a half or whatever it was, where I wore masks just solid. I mean, everywhere except for at home. So that's interesting. I got all my shots. I think that there's a lesson to be learned by all of the things that we heard, the things that we saw, the things that we did, you know, the things we believed in to survive. And for those of us who, you know, we thought we were right on certain conversations, and some conversations that would never turn into an argument, meaning with people that you, you know, people that you know, friends, family. You know, some people had some very serious, you know, heated debates that turned into arguments with friends and family. And when you look back, like I said, and moving forward to where we are now, Thanksgiving 2022 is upon us in a few days. Like I said, it's time to sit back and reflect and find out where you want to be in 2023. You know, where do you want to be in 2023? Do you want to be in, you know, and first, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at that. And there's mindset. There's the physicality of it. I mean, where do you want to be? Where's your mindset going to be in 2023? Wherever it's going to be, it should be there now. You know, there's really no reason to wait until January to hit a switch, right? And turn on a mindset. Your mindset should already be focused on what you want to be moving forward. And then the physicality of it, as we all know, people change, you know, you're at 23, you're not going to be what you are at 18. You should be better. At 35, you're not going to be what you are at 27. You should be better. At 42, you're not going to be when you were 39. You should be better, and physically, mentally. And even if you're not, you should be working on it. But most people are. They're not, you know, out of you. If you point me somebody that at 42, they're the same as they were at 22. I'd beg to differ. You know, they're definitely different, even if you can't see it. And a lot of times what's on the inside and the outside is two different things. A person can, you know, you can bump into somebody and, man, you look exactly as the same as you did in high school. You know, but I am not the same. You know, I may have a youthful look. You know, I may look good for my age, but I'm definitely a different person. Another interesting thing, I know some people that when we were, you know, kids, 17, 18, and, you know, we were out there doing all kinds of things like a lot of other people, you know, and some of these people, they got in trouble and they went to prison. And, you know, I think of all of this time later, you know, some people have gotten out, came home, and some people are still there, you know. And if you have anyone that is in the penitentiary, anyone that's in the feds, you know, Thanksgiving is a good time to, I mean, you should, if you, you know, and every situation is different, obviously, but you should definitely not forgive you, you know, not forget your loved ones that, you know, are locked up. Because they need and want, you know, to have some kind of person, you know, to have somebody reach out to them and say, hey, I'm thinking about you, you know. So, you know, definitely do that. I'm not saying that everybody knows anybody that is, you know, on the bricks doing time. But if you do, you know, take this time to, you know, give them a shout out. You know, send them an email, write them a letter, something. They'll definitely appreciate it. They'll appreciate it. And especially if you, you know, you have, you know, so-called friends that, you know, and there shouldn't be any so-called friends. I mean, either somebody's in or they're out. You know, either they're a friend and an ally or they're a fucking op. You know, and if they're an op, obviously, boom, poof, they're gone. And whatever time you were giving this person, they didn't appreciate it, they took you for granted or whatever, they're gone. And you can definitely use that time to, you know, say hello to another person that does appreciate it. And, you know, and that could be a person that's locked up that hasn't heard from you. It could be a cousin. It could be an aunt. It could be an uncle. It could be anybody. So I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And it's cool. This time of the year is pretty cool, whether you're in on the East Coast or you're down south or you're in Los Angeles or wherever you are, because you got all of these, you know, you got these cool, you got, you know, you got your Christmas. I mean, I'm sorry. You got your Thanksgiving coming up, but the week of Thanksgiving, you know, is almost like a holiday week. You got, you know, you got Thanksgiving and you got Thursday, NFL Thanksgiving games on Thursday. And, you know, then you got, the next day where some people begin their Christmas season shopping and you got all these sales and, then you got a few weeks and you got Christmas Eve and you got Christmas shopping up to that point. Then you got Christmas. And then a lot of people have a lot of downtime between Christmas and New Year's Eve. Then you got New Year's Eve and you got the New Year's Eve celebrations. And then you got New Year's Day. And it's a real special time. And like I say, life is precious and it's short. So I like, you know, I like people to get out there and enjoy it. And for those of you that are, you know, pushing positive vibes, shout out to all you guys, you know, and try to stay away from anybody pushing negative vibes. There's some people that, you know, every day they're about bad news. And I've told some people, man, if you're going to send me news, send me some good news. I mean, the same bad news you see, I see it. So there's no reason then. You know, I don't know if some of you know people that they just love sending you bad news. Well, this happened in New Jersey and this happened in Compton, California. This happened in Atlanta and it's all bad news. They send you five things and all five are bad news. And, you know, nobody wants, I mean, while we all pray for any people that are in negative situations, you know, we want good vibes because good vibes carry. As to where negative vibes sink. So with that, I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. And I will be back soon.